This week's parasha describes how Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer on a mission to find a wife for Yitzchak. In the setting of the story, Vayomer Avraham el Avdo Zekan Beso, Hamoshel B'chol Ashalo, Simno Yodcha Tachas Yirechi V'yashbircha V'ashem. Avraham asks Eliezer to swear to him that he won't take a wife for Yitzchak from Benos Kenan. The question is, why does the Torah have to identify Eliezer as Avdo Zekan Beso Hamoshel B'chol Ashalo, Avraham's servant, the elder of his household, who controlled all of his possessions? We know who Eliezer was. Avraham Avinu himself says earlier in Parshas Lech Lecha, Uven Meshek Beisi Hu Damesek Eliezer. The manager of my household is Eliezer from Damesek. So why does the Torah have to state this fact again in this week's parasha? And why is this relevant to Eliezer's special mission of finding a wife for Yitzchak? Reb Chaim Brisker answered with a mashal. He said, imagine a person comes to town and he's hungry, he wants something to eat. So he walks down the main street of the town and he sees a sign, kosher restaurant. Do you think he's going to take the sign at face value and go in and eat in that restaurant? I certainly hope not. The question is, what's he going to do? So some people might speak to the owner of the establishment, and if he seems like an Erlich Hayid, he seems trustworthy, they might feel comfortable eating in that restaurant. Others might ask some of the townspeople. They'll ask some of the people around to see what the impression of people in general is about the kashrus of this restaurant. But those who are really medaktik b'mitzvahs will never eat in this establishment unless they call the rav of the community or they find someone who's an expert in kashrus to ascertain whether the hashgacha in the restaurant is truly reliable. That's when it comes to kashrus. How about money? Let's say a person invests in properties in a faraway town, faraway city. There's no way that he can manage those properties himself. So he takes a trip to that city in the hopes of finding one of the local residents who might be able to manage the properties for him. He comes to the business district in the city and he sees a sign, property managers. You think he's going to hire them on the spot? Never. First, he's going to ask for some references, and he's going to investigate very carefully to find out what kind of reputation the firm has. After he's done his exhaustive research and he's happy with the results, then he might hire this firm. And even then, he'll get himself a lawyer, and he'll draw up a proper document, a proper contract. He'll never hire the firm just on their word. When it comes to kashrus, many people have a trusting attitude. They're not so careful. When it comes to money, most people are very careful. Said Reb Chaim, perhaps that's why the Torah goes out of its way to identify Eliezer as Avram's property manager. Because it wants to emphasize that Avram Avinu's perspective was exactly the opposite of most people. When it came to his money, to managing his money, he had no trouble trusting Eliezer completely. But when it came to Ruchnius, when it came to the spiritual future of his son Yitzhak, to the future of Klal Yisrael, Avraham Avinu was much more careful. That's why he refused to trust Eliezer without a shvua. When something's important, when it really counts, people are very careful. The question is, what really counts for us? Chance.